Thank you for holding. This is Ms. Brooks, floor supervisor. How may I assist you this evening?
Yeah, I just had a charge through my bank account, and the person I just talked to on the other line there told me that it was a fraudulent charge because the name that she gave me, that's not my name, and I don't even know who it is.
Okay.
And I provided. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look here. We can definitely look up that on the account for you. And what is your name, sir?
Anthony Elkins, E-L-K-I-N-S.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Elkins. One moment. And I'm just locating the information that they provided with me. Let's see here. And what's your address, please, Mr. Elkins?
Address is 985 Sunset Lane, Seymour, Indiana, 47274.
Okay, one moment. Let me get you to do that. Give me that zip code again, please, sir.
47274.
Okay. Let me look at something because the information they gave me is it's not the same zip code. So one moment, I'm just going to check on something for you.
Okay.
And how much was the charge that you saw to your account?
$6.59.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question here. Let me just go back to the information they provided me. I was just looking for your name under your zip code because what they just explaining something quickly here. The information that they provided, the zip code is completely different. So that's why I was wondering maybe if they didn't locate, do a code. What's the last four of the card that's being charged?
The last four is 6209.
Expiration day is 7/23.
Yeah.
Okay. One moment, sir. And I know this is a little unorthodox, so it may, but I just want to do this for verification purposes. What's the first six of the card?
5380 72.
Okay, now let me try with that last four. One moment. I'm just checking something here for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's why they're saying that. Okay, so they did, looks like when they located the account here with the last four and the first six, and the reason why we ask for that sometimes is because when you go to look for certain account information, if a lot of people will have the last four, but they won't have the same first six and last four. So that's why I asked for that. I just wanted to make sure I let you know, so you would, in case you were wondering why. But yes, it is completely different. Now, I do see the charge for the $6.59 for the Testovera and the Exoron. Now, with these two products that were here, one was declined, the other was processed through. So what I'm going to do is I am going to cancel this for you and issue the refund back to your account. Now, that will go back within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner, because none of the information that's provided with that card number or even the address or anything even matches. So you should see that back. So within 3 to 5 business days, I'm going to give you, it's just refreshing here, a cancellation number if they have not already.
Nice.
Just let me know whenever you're ready, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So the cancellation number is a sequence of numbers and letters. It is A as in apple, 28, D as in David, 441090.
Okay.
Okay. Now that I do have that account, the account canceled and refunded, so there'll be no future charges or anything to the account. But what I would suggest that you do, I mean, you've probably already done this, but just go through and see if there's any other charges that you're not recognizing on your account, because this address that's on here is a Chattanooga, Tennessee address, and it's so I just want to make sure that you're aware that. That, you know, if you see any other charges or anything like that, maybe check your email also, just in case you've received any confirmations.
Right.
What is your email address, sir?
It's my first and last name, 61@gmail.com.
Okay. So here's another thing I want to remind you of. You're not going to get a confirmation. We typically will have sometimes, once it's canceled and refunded, a confirmation email will be sent to that to you, but it will not come to you. It's going to go to that email address that's on file. But they cannot.
Okay.
Not, we will flag this account, so you know that way they'll know that it's fraud.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
And like I was telling the other lady, I will get a hold of my bank and let them know. So.
Yes, sir. Please do, because it's right here close to the holidays. So.
And
this is a 14-day trial period, so the 14-day trial would have ended, and with you not being aware of the charges or the account, it could have resulted in further charges. So that's why we want to make sure we get everything canceled and resolved for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good holiday, sir.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.